1087?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Good, that's the best one yet.
I am short.
Pizza, pizza.
Showtime!
Like an inch and a half long. Right. My wife doesn't care.
I like sweet meat. It's a juxtaposition. I like heat.
Yeah, I got to put on my good sweatpants.
You were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room cooking sushi.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that are link it bad. For the stream link, go direct to DLNTS.org. And the IC channel is a LinuxLink.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1087 of the LinuxLink Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe.
Yep, I'm here.
We have Dave.
Hello.
And, I got to do some more clips out of this show because I'm getting sick of playing the same Dave Yates comments over and over again.
Me too.
It's a juxtaposition.
Dave's getting
sick of it. I like sweet meat.
That's a good idea, Dan.
There's been some golden ones that I've just passed up because I'm too lazy. And I ran into an interesting Docker problem today. I didn't even really kind of know that existed. In that, one of my coworkers was having an issue with a ticket that involved utilizing a new HTML validation service. So he was, I guess, there's some stuff in our editor that has been people, I guess. What the hell? Who's taking off?
Sounds ominous.
Okay. All right, so it's who's there's some like HTML stuff that people can do, and so they wanted to get a checker because people have been causing issues with committing bad HTML and wrecks havoc with other services. So the W3C new HTML validator was one that they, I guess, one of the ones that they reviewed, and it was the one that was chosen. And he was implementing it and testing it out locally. So he was getting, notice he was getting rate limited. And they say that if whatever it is that you're doing, you're getting rate limited, don't be submitting requests to the checker as much, or run the checker on your own server, on your own stuff, like run it as your own service. And it's open source, so you can. It's a Java application. And so you could run it and point it to your own instance of it and do the validation that way instead of going out to the W3C's instance of it. They make in their GitHub repository, they provide a Docker file which you can use, but they also have like builds, Docker builds, which I'm not sure that they're on Docker Hub. Now I'd have to go check again, but I don't think they are because I went looking for them on Docker Hub first, but they weren't. I couldn't find one. But on their GitHub page, they tell you how you can pull it down. But I was more interested in just building it myself. So I built it, which real super easy. And when I went to run it, it barfed on me complaining that QEMU couldn't execute like a Linux binary, a library. I can't remember what the library was. But it was like really odd, and I'm like, why is this a problem? Right? I'm like, is there something wrong with the container that I built? So the container in and of itself is odd, and I didn't investigate too much time in this. And a lot of times when I have a problem with something not running the way I expect it to in regards to the container, is I'll just run the container and get a shell and then try to run that application there instead of having the container just run the application indefinitely. And then that allows me to do a little more debugging. And for this one, I could get a shell, but I really couldn't do anything. Like, I would type in ls or whatever. So I didn't investigate too much in how they built their container or what they were doing. So I tried their pre-made container, and it started up just fine. So I then went investigating it, and it turns out that if you're on like the ARM-based Mac, the M series, like I have an M3, I think Joel, you have an M 69 for work or whatever the hell you
have. I got an M1 Pro, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're on an ARM-based system like the M3 Max or the ARM-based Max, that you may have to provide additional parameters, and I think for the build it was like you had to tell it to do AMD 64 or something, and when you ran the container,
there you go.
You had to tell it to do like I can't remember what the parameter was. It was like dash something, and you told it that it was AMD 64, and so then it was just that instead of ARM, which I thought was kind of weird because I never experienced that problem.
They would run on top of QEMU, right?
I guess so. I it was trying to run on top of QEMU anyway, because. Now, I was using Rancher Desktop, and that is set to use the Apple virtualization. So I don't know. I guess Docker in and of itself, maybe you need to pass that as a command line. But I never had to do that before. And I ran – like I built and ran containers since I've gotten this M3 Mac without problems like our own stuff. But this one, it just wouldn't do it. So I was kind of put in there, but once I did that, it ran just fine. So there we go, la di da da. That's the way it is, Dave.
Uh huh.
And
sure.
And so, so my daughter wanted to try a game, and she was like running all over the place for her laptop, which she hasn't touched in like months. And didn't remember where it was.
What game?
We'll get to that in a minute, Dave.
Oh.
So, they eventually found it under my bed. Like, or I should say, my wife and my bed. It was found under there. Wife said, she thought she remembered it. And I went and I powered it up. And it's running Manjaro. And I'm like, before we start doing anything, what?
Probably needs a shit pile of updates.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm assuming that she wanted. She's like, what she said, she's like, I want to see if this game's on Steam, so I can play it. So I'm like, okay, well, we're gonna go through all of this. Then I need to do all the updates. 1,536 updates.
Yeah,
a libgcc update that was in there was complaining that we couldn't do any of this updates because it's running libgcc2, so gcc3 couldn't update it or something like that because the file exists, and I don't know. So I had to forcibly uninstall the libgcc2 to install 3. And then after that, the other thing was like some kind of conflict with open JRE, OpenJDK headless.
I remember what I had.
Yeah, so all I had to do, I had to uninstall the JRE OpenJDK, but before I could do that, I had to uninstall the Minecraft installer, and then all that. And then there was a few other things. So, but once I managed through all that, you know, then the 1500 updates came down and processed just fine. So she went back up and running, and she wanted to run. Now I can't remember the name of the game.
Nah, should have told me a while ago.
I couldn't remember when you asked me, Dave. I was like, I gotta stall. I gotta figure out. I should probably just do a search for it because I had to open up two places to try it.
Uh oh, they got him.
No, they didn't.
Nah, he's looking stuff up.
Ah.
Oh, God, it starts with a D, I'm pretty sure. I thought it was spelled one way, but it's not. It's a totally inappropriate game. I have come to find out. And you know what? I've heard about it. It's not a game that I want to play. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go check what that name is because I don't want to leave you hanging, Dave.
Okay.
I know Joe's on the edge of his weight bench, so I'll be right back.
I've been playing games too.
It's
actually.
Too cold to lift weights. You can talk about something. It's way too cold to lift weights.
Yeah. I've been playing some games too. Actually, just bought some games off of Good Old Games. Specifically, they had a decent deal on all the Wing Commander games. So I have every one of them. They were like $2.87 a piece. So Wing Commander 1, Wing Commander 2, Wing Commander 3 I already had. Wing Commander 4 and Wing Commander Prophecy. I have all those. The only one I didn't get was Wing Commander Privateer. So now I had enough good boy points at work to get an Amazon gift card. So I got a Logitech F310 gamepad. And I was able to play it, but the one thing I'm trying to figure out is how the hell I map, like, the tab key is the afterburner, and then the enter key is to fire missiles. And I want to get those mapped to buttons on the controller. And those games, at least the first two, Wing Commander 1 and 2, I think Wing Commander 3 does too, they're all DOS games. They run out of DOS box. So I got to figure out how to get them working on the gamepad so that it's not such a pain in the butt to hit the afterburners or change the throttle too. I'd like to do like set up a button to increase and decrease the throttle as well. But I've got through the first two missions on Wing Commander, and then that's when they switch you on the third one. You switch to the medium class fighter. And that one, it has two nav points on that third mission where one is asteroids and then the other is mines. And that mine one, I get all the way to the mine one and then I get decimated in the minefield. And it's just because I can't adjust things fast enough. So, because I'm dicking with the gamepad and trying to hit keys on the keyboard. Other than that, they work pretty well. On a DOS box.
So I have the name of the game.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, everybody's on the edge of your seat. It does not begin with a D, but it does have a D in it. It's Yandere Simulator.
Okay. Never heard of that one.
Yeah. Well, it's like a ultra-violent dating sim.
where okay.
If she falls in love with somebody and then she goes and kills her rival for, I don't know. I don't know. It's like a combat dating sim game. It's Japanese. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's just violent is what it is. It's kind of off the wall. Anyway.
Sounds like it.
So it's not on Steam. It's still in development. And I found something on a Reddit post, how to get it running under Linux. And so one of two things here is, first off, I was really surprised how it was fairly simple to get it running under Linux. You know, there wasn't a – let me preface that in that I got it running, and it seemed to be running just fine, and she played it for like over an hour, right? But there's still some things that we need to fix on it for it to work properly. But maybe I can – since Joe and Dave, you play a lot of, I don't know, Joel, you don't play Steam games, do you?
No.
So you guys play a lot of. You guys played a lot of Steam games and have messed around with Steam and stuff, correct?
Yeah.
Once or twice.
Yeah. So what this walkthrough had recommended doing was, after you pull down the latest version of the application, to install Lutris and then also install Proton Up, right? Or using Proton Up, install Lutris GE Proton. Does any of that sound like anything familiar to you?
Yes.
Okay, so what I did was, Lutris was in the Arch repositories, and Proton Up QT was in the repository. Mm-hmm. Also, so I installed both of those, and the steps say install Lutris GE Proton using Proton Up. And so I ran the Proton Up QT, and I'm like, I don't see the option or how to install Lutris GE Proton.
There are instructions. You got to look them up.
Because I tried briefly, and nothing really seemed. So I also I wasn't clear on this either. I assume, well, this machine already had Steam on it. But I assume that I also needed Wine, because it said it couldn't find Wine when Lutris started up. It found Steam and flat packs and stuff like that, but it couldn't find Wine. So I installed Wine. And then after I installed Wine, it said Wine was there.
You have to install the specific version of Proton GT, and that has to be from the desktop mode. And there's a specific installer that does it, but I can't remember the specific installer off the top of my head.
Yeah, because there was a lot of them, but nothing matched like there was like GE Proton. There was like a bunch of those,
right.
But nothing matched Lutris GE Proton. But so I got it running, and it seemed to work just fine anyway. So I guess I did something right, maybe, or it was very forgiving.
If it's running, then why argue?
Because I got to get the font thing fixed. Because some fonts aren't showing up. Like, fonts don't appear. And then one of the steps is, like, so the steps are do the Lutris GE Proton, add the game as a locally installed game, run the game, and then stop it, and then change the runner options to the installed Lutris GE Proton version, save it, then click the wine glass at the bottom, and click on wine tricks, and then select default wine prefix, and click OK, and select install font, and click OK. And then it's supposed to fix that font problem of it not showing up. I guess I got to walk through that anyway. But I was really impressed. I thought that it was going to have problems, or it was going to be a lot more involved in doing it to get it running. But it came up and ran smoothly. My daughter had a good time. Bravo! I remember back in the day when, boy, that was a pain in the ass to get things running under Wine.
Yeah, it's still usually a pain in the ass.
But it's come a lot farther.
Yeah.
And a bigger community for helping on that stuff, which is nice. But now her system's up to date. She'll play that for a little bit, and then it'll end up under my bed again for another year and a half.
Probably.
I should be playing around with some of the games on Steam on this laptop here, seeing how well that worked. I don't know
what kind of card is in her laptop.
Same as mine. What is it? Intel chip? Okay.
That's what's in mine, and
Intel graphics. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I told y'all last week. I think I'm blaming DeepSeek R1 on frying my NVIDIA card.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's possible or not, but I do know it that this is now a headless server. I can't get no monitor output no matter what I do. So I've tried several things running Steam headless, which I did for years. And I can get it to run, but if I stream a game to my TV or to my laptop, it's not hardware accelerated anymore. So it's like the NVIDIA card is not working anymore. But the driver's installed. The system sees it. It's just not performing. So I've had to fall back on. You know, I can still run games on my laptop with Steam, but not some of the games I'm used to playing. Some of the older games I can.
Even if you restart the machine, you can't. You don't see the BIOS start up or anything,
no,
do you?
No, nothing. Nuh-uh. Oh, it's a power supply thing. There's two power supplies, and it's running fine. I mean, it's still my web server. It's a Minecraft server. It's a mine test server. It's a Valorant. I'm still gaming on it, just not Steam. But I have fallen back to NVIDIA GeForce now. I think I'm paying like $9 a month or something for that.
That sucks, man.
Well, yeah, it does. But yeah, I get much better performance with that than I do with this NVIDIA P2000 card and this.
Wait, what are you paying $9 a month for?
To stream games on a cloud gaming machine with an NVIDIA card in it, RTX card.
Does your wife know you're doing that kind of money on a monthly basis?
I don't know. I don't know if she does or not.
Because I would wonder, she might not be too thrilled with that expenditure going out, Dave.
She'll be fine. But I did buy Batman Arkham City for $3.99 today.
Good game.
Yeah.
Have you ever played it before?
Oh, yeah. I finished it on the PS3 years ago, but my PS3, you know, I don't even know if it works anymore.
I think I have all of them except for the newest one.
I think they got a bundle. You can get all of them for $9 now.
Yeah.
One thing I don't like about those games is they make me want to find everything.
And I did, yeah. All those little rhythm blues. Yeah, I found them all.
Yeah, I'm like, I had a great time playing those games. Yeah. I did do the trilogy. And I don't know if there was a Mad Max game.
Oh, really?
That came out that was based off the same engine. So it was like almost exactly Batman Arkham City, but in the Australian desert. And it was I did enjoy it. It was kind of the same concept, although
you had
like were cars. So there were caravans and stuff like that. So it was kind of like Arkham Asylum or Arkham City. It was kind of like that, but instead of it just being one giant city, it was just this desert wasteland with like peppered with like little outposts and like small towns and stuff like that. And I guess like one big bad city guy. So it was mostly driving around out in the desert.
Yeah.
As opposed to being inside a city. So there was a lot of open space and of nothing. Yeah. But it was still fun. It was. Although it got really kind of repetitive after a while. Like, it's like, go here and repeat these same battles. Fight all the same guys over here to find, like, do the same three or four different tasks.
Yeah.
That they have you do. Instead of, like, finding a Riddler thing, it was something else. But it was still fun.
I'm drawing a blank. There was a trilogy. It was they made a movie out of it with Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg, I think. What was that called? Is that about the same time as the Batman games? Oh, crap.
Oh, you're talking about the movie that was Oh, I want to say, not Thieves End.
No.
That was the first game I played on the PS3 too.
Yeah.
I played that. I started that. That game was like playing Fallout 3.
That game was like playing a movie. It was good. That was a good game. What was the name of that game?
Oh, what? Not Thieves. Wasn't one of them called Uncharted? It was Uncharted. That's it. Yeah.
Uncharted, yeah.
Those I was going to say, games. I know one was called Drake something.
Yeah.
Uncharted. Uncharted was the first game I played, and I struggled with it because it was, you know, having the PlayStation 3 I got after I was accustomed to using the Wii, and you didn't have a Wii, did you, Dave?
Yeah.
And I had Resident Evil 4 for the Wii.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. Like how the aim on there with the Wii controller to shoot the gun was just, it was perfect. So kind of like having to go from having that kind of interface and control to just going back to the PlayStation controller to do the aiming with the joystick. It took me a lot of getting used to for Uncharted. And I did enjoy the game, but when I played Fallout, when I popped in Fallout 3 and I saw that, like, got out of the vault for the first time, I was like, and my jaw dropped. I was like, wow. I soon forgot about Uncharted. I never played the other ones. Are they good?
Yeah, they were good.
I have them. I just never played them because I have PlayStation Plus, and they have them all on there.
I can't remember the aiming mechanics being difficult, but I do remember that once you had a target locked in, you could take cover. When you stood back up, he was still targeted. So that you had to do it once.
I don't even remember that. You know, it could have been something like I was like, oh, I'm really good at these kind of games. I'll turn off the aiming assistant and I'll just do, you know. And then I'm like, why is this so damn hard? I'm shooting all over the place. But yeah. Anyway, bravo for Steam and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the NVIDIA GeForce Now works pretty good, except you have to play it. If you're going to play it on a desktop, you have to play it in Chrome. Firefox, Qt browser, those browsers aren't supported.
How? Is there a lag?
No.
No, not at all?
No, not that I can tell. It's just like playing native.
What is the card that you have?
I couldn't remember. It's a RTX. There's tiers. I mean, if you can pay more than I'm paying and get the highest end card. But it allows you to play games you couldn't otherwise play because it's streaming just like you would Netflix.
Oh, wait, when you subscribe to the service, do they send you a card?
No.
Or do you have to buy the card?
No, you're playing on their computer in the cloud.
Oh, you don't have to have an NVIDIA card?
No.
Oh, I thought you had to have an NVIDIA card, was a service, and then and it plays. So I could play
it's kind of like Google Stadia. Yeah, it's kind of like Google Stadia.
You can play in your browser. You can play, you know, on your Android.
Oh, I
TV.
Was always under the impression that it was kind of like Shield. Isn't that the NVIDIA Shield? You have to have an NVIDIA card for that, don't you?
Well, no, NVIDIA Shield has an NVIDIA card in it. I have one of those, but you don't even use that when you're playing GeForce Now.
But if you, so NVIDIA Shield lets you stream a game to a TV from, or you can, it's like you had your computer connected to the TV, right? To whatever the Shield is connected to as well.
NVIDIA Shield is just an Android TV box with an NVIDIA card in it.
Right.
So as far as gaming goes, it will accelerate any games that you're playing, you know, that you play on the NVIDIA Shield that are installed on the NVIDIA Shield. If you're streaming from Steam, you're going to be using the Steam server. Oh,
I thought the Shield was like you have the game installed on your desktop, and then you just wanted to play it on a different TV, and the Shield allows. So the Shield allows you to stream from Steam games.
Yeah, but you have to install Steam. I mean, it's the NVIDIA Shield is just really a set top box.
Okay, so you have to install
Steam
on the set top box.
Yeah.
Does it have? But so is it one of those things you could? Like, is it the Linux library that it kind of goes with, or is it just the Android library?
Not Android. I mean, the games that you can install on the Shield natively are all Android games. And some of those, you know, you can take advantage of the built-in NVIDIA card in the Shield. But
right.
But, you know, that's it. I mean, if you're going to game with Steam, you're going to use whatever machine you're streaming from, you're going to use that card, which I was doing when I had a working NVIDIA card in this machine here. But now that I don't.
When you're using the Shield, can you just hook that right up to the TV, right?
And play? Yeah.
You don't even need anything else, just the NVIDIA Shield.
Yeah.
And what's the game library for that, like the Android side compared to Linux and Windows?
It's not good. No, that's not why you get it. I mean, you get it because you can install Steam on it, you know, and you can install NVIDIA Shield on it. And it's, you know, I don't see that there's the NVIDIA card in it is not that advantageous when it comes to gaming remotely. But if you're gaming natively, you know, whatever, it's a small library. I mean, I think there's Tomb Raider and.
So where that shines is the remote gaming, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that you're paying like $9, need the Shield.
Yeah, it's a PC hooked to your TV.
Right. So do you get, if you're using the NVIDIA Shield, is it cheaper than if you were using the way that you're doing it?
No.
Well, so what's the benefit of the NVIDIA Shield then?
I can run. It's the 2019 version that I have. It's the last version they made. It's still the fastest Android box you can buy for your TV. It's perfect. That's the advantage of the Shield. It replaces the really lame smart TV features in your TV. It's a set top box.
It's like a Roku that plays games.
And if you wanted to, you could put Plex on it. You know. You can hook an external drive to it, and you can have that could be your Plex server if you wanted it to be. I don't use it for that, but
wow,
you know, it's pretty powerful.
And then they got rid of it and made you cry, right?
Well, you can still buy them. I just got an Android update for it last week, and it's a 20, so it's still being supported. But
out of the box, can you use it like a TiVo?
TiVo,
DVR.
You can install Plex, and you can install
your damn Plex.
Well, you can install a USB TV card, yeah, and you can you can do it that way.
So then, I guess it because it's Android based, it has all the Android applications like YouTube and Vudu and
You use the Google Play Store,
Hulu.
Yeah. It's a better Roku. I mean, it's much better than a Roku. And Roku's pretty doggone good.
Although, you know what? I find that, you know, our Roku has been running now perfectly for a couple of years. But after a couple of years, they seem to start getting a little, like, slow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Netflix used to come up just like that. Now Netflix, it's like, it loads it. Yeah. And then it goes, do you see the end come up and you're waiting and waiting, and then it goes, da-da!
Yeah, I've never had that problem with black. The Shield. The Shield is just, it's always snappy. I mean, it's fast.
And then you finally get in after like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then you press the wrong button and you got to go back in and do the whole thing all over again.
Yeah, there's that. That's probably a cache issue. You could probably fix that if you Googled it.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Like every so often, we primarily watch YouTube, Hulu, occasionally Disney Plus, And I'm always surprised when I click on the YouTube and it's got to reinstall it.
Huh.
Like, that happens about once a month at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this a Roku stick?
No, it's not a stick. It's a little box.
Okay. Well, yeah, same thing. It's not built in your TV. It's
No. I'm not a big fan of the built-in the TV ones.
Me neither.
You know what? I will say this. I mean, it seems fine because I have a TV that has that built in, the Roku built in.
My daughter.
But I really only play the PlayStation 5 on that. And then everything that we would normally watch on the Roku is just a PlayStation app.
Yeah.
So fuck that, right? But I remember when my mother-in-law got one of those smart TVs like almost a decade ago. And it was Java-based. Oh, God, it was so awful. Oh,
they're all awful. They're good for a little while, but
it had to update, and you couldn't tell whether it was updating or not. Yeah. It was like OS X. When OS X stuff updates, you never know when it finishes. It was like, closing this app in 5 seconds to update it.
I can't remember the last time I used the native features of my television. I mean, the Android TV built into that Sony. I just used the NVIDIA Shield.
There's that, and the fact that cable TV, like, I haven't connected a coax cable to a TV, and since Dave had brown hair. Wow.
But GeForce Now is pretty cool. I mean, it's you know, for the price, it's all right.
Damn. Oh, you know what I did for Valentine's Day?
No.
Went to Applebee's.
No. Come on, Dave. I have more class than that. I spent Valentine's Day in the emergency room.
All right.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Because I was
in the hospital on Valentine's Day, too.
Really, Dave?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get a suppository out?
No. It's for my wife. She's going to have her shoulder replaced. And we were there to talk to a surgeon.
Oh, wow. I wasn't there for a shoulder replacement.
Finish your story.
I did something really stupid. I was rushing through dinner, and I was waiting for everybody to come down. So I'm like, I'm going to clean up. So I'm there cleaning stuff in the sink, and I pulled my knife out. And I just as I go to clean it, I'm like, I feel the brush going through, and then I feel my finger going through. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is not going to be good. And I pull it out of the sink, and I just look, and it's like between – it's close to that end, I don't know, after the knuckle on my pointer finger, before the last joint. It's like almost right there, and I sliced it open really deep. And I just wrapped it in a paper towel after I rinsed it off, and I'm like – I called my wife down, and I'm like, I think I got to go to the emergency room. And she looked at it, and she's like, I don't want to see – she's like, ah. Yeah, and she brought my daughter down, Avery, and she looked at us like, yeah, you're going to the emergency room.
How many stitches?
5 stitches.
All right.
What surprised me is it really didn't hurt.
No, it won't. If it's a sharp knife, it won't.
Yeah, and it's a pretty damn sharp knife. And I'm just lucky I didn't cut it any deeper. Like seriously cutting into, like, I don't know, tendons or something in there.
I did the same thing about 6 years ago with an open nail, Joel. I just sharpened it.
Yep.
this is so stupid. It's the only time. When I was a Boy Scout, I worked at Boy Scout camp. I taught wood carving merit badge. This is the only time I've ever cut myself this bad doing something stupid. And I just sharpened it, and I got a piece of notebook paper out. Let's tore it off this legal pad, and I was going to just cut it in half to see how sharp it was. And I'm holding the paper in my left hand. I raised the knife, and I go to slice it long ways, and I hit my finger. I felt it hit the bone. I mean, it went straight to the bone at the above the last knuckle, and it cut to the bone in my index finger, and it cut into the fingernail of my thumb. But I had to get 5 or 6 stitches for that.
Did it hurt?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised. Like, it didn't hurt until they went to clean it.
it didn't. Just the worst thing about it was when they numbed my finger to give me the stitches. That shot, you know, didn't feel good. But
that was. He pumped so much Novocaine in my finger, like it swelled up. He's like, we're gonna fix you up here.
Yep.
And it was like a big and like I'm like, this is the weirdest feeling in the world. If I wasn't in the emergency room now, I'd be on my way to the emergency room if my finger ever felt like that.
I took my daughter to urgent care a couple of weeks ago. I think I met her there. She had gotten sick or something. She didn't think she was gonna make it home from school. I can't remember, but I met her there. She might have come home and took her there. But the doctor that saw her was the one that gave me stitches, and she remembered me.
Oh, yeah?
She said, I think I stitched your finger up. I said, okay. Yeah, you probably did.
Now, I took my wife in. She's got a deal with her eye. Her right eyeball has a swelling on her retina. And it's not because she got the crap beat out of her or anything like that. It's
why would we even think that?
Well, anytime you hear swelling, so
I didn't even think of that. I'm like, what the hell causes that?
Well, it's diabetes, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's not. Retinopathy, it's something else, but something that, because she's been going to a special eye doctor because of her diabetes for years.
Can you feel it? Like, can she feel it?
No, she can't feel it.
Oh.
So, but the treatment on that is you get injections in your eyeball.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so.
Does that hurt?
No.
They say it's not that painful.
No, they put
not that painful.
they dilate your pupil, obviously. They do that, and then they also put several other kinds of drops in there. One of them is a lidocaine drop, so that when the needle goes in the eyeball, you can't feel it. All right, and the only thing I've seen after is there's like a little red spot where the needle went in.
I kind of think they'd have to knock me out for that.
Yeah, no.
Even numbed up, I'm pretty sure I'd be twitchy.
Yeah, she did fine with it, so she has to go every few weeks and get that done. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, when they tell me it's, you know, it's going to hurt a little bit, I tell them, I'm a man. I'm not built for pain.
Yeah. I tell the doctors the same thing.
It's not the pain that's the issue. It's the needle coming at my eyeball.
Right.
Actually, you know, I don't know. I don't mind needles.
I don't usually mind needles.
I would do the eyeball.
Hey, I got that one.
Exactly.
When you get your blood draw, where do they take it from your arm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do they take it from you?
On my hand. That my hand is the easiest place to find a freaking.
It might be easier now that you've lost some weight for them to do your arm.
No, they still had to take it from my hand.
Excessive skin.
Maybe, I don't know.
my wife's a nurse, and when she was a nursing student, of course, she needed to practice, you know, how to give shots. And
right,
I think we got married, and she still had a year left in school, so she was a student, and I was working. But she's gonna stick an IV needle in the vein in my thumb. And she had to chase it. Nursing students are told, you know, you don't pull the needle out and start over. Once it's in, if the vein rolls, you just chase it. And she did, and my thumb was black. She's excellent at shots and needles now. But
usually what happens when, you know, when they go to root for it in my arm is I end up with a big old bruise. That's what, like, when I went and had my colonoscopy done, they had to give you the IV for the stuff to knock you out.
And your butt, too?
They had to bring out that machine that can look for your vein in your arm.
I didn't know they had one.
Yeah, they do now. It's kind of like a, Kind of like the stud finder, but the vein finder for your arm.
Wait, what if they found out that you were just like built like Stretch Armstrong? It's just like one solid piece there. You can just pull your arm up.
Yeah, all I know is I got to go get that done next month before I go. I have a nephrology appointment. Hopefully my last one. They said last year they said, if everything's normal this year, then we don't need to see you anymore. And I'm like, that works for me.
Congratulations.
Because our friend Link, his experience, when I found there was anything possibly wrong with my kidneys, it scared the ever living shit out of me.
Yeah, that'll do
it. So I'm down 137 as of this morning.
That's congratulations.
Yeah. Keep going, and like today I did like I knew it would be hard to get steps in because it's so damn cold. So when I went to the gym this morning, I did an extra 5 minutes, and then I've only got like 300 to go. I went for a walk and it was fucking cold, man. I'm telling you, I prefer walking outside for my second one, and I think once it's really warms up, I think one of the things I'm going to start doing is I'm going to do the trail, my favorite trails over at the, and it's a shorter trail over at the Metro Park, is about 1.9 miles. And I think what I'm going to start doing is trail run the loop once and then walk the loop again. So, but watch, I really want to get
roots.
Oh, I know, man. I know. It got to the point where I hit that trail so much last summer that I knew where every route was. I literally, my feet were just like on automatic. So.
Hey, Dave, I want to go. Question.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. When you get an IV in your thumb, where does it go?
Where does it go?
Yeah, like where
it
in your
goes
thumb?
In the vein. Oh, between your wrist and your first knuckle.
Interesting. On the palm of your hand?
No, on the other side. The back of your hand.
Back of your thumb.
That hurts, doesn't it, when you get poked there?
Yeah. A little bit. I mean,
could you move your thumb afterwards?
Yeah.
It's just black.
When I got my job at Columbus State. I don't even know if they still do this anymore, but that's when back when I got that job, it was what, late 90s, so they're still doing the drug tests, you know, looking for drugs and stuff in your blood and urine and stuff. And so they had to take blood, and it was done at a clinic where future doctors were being taught how to do that, right, at OSU, right? So he gets the first vial out, and he's like, oh, wait a minute. Can you hold this in while I go get the other vial? And I'm like, holy shit. I guess. Yeah, so yeah, and I'm like, that was the first time I ever got a bruise on my arm because of that. I'm like, if you knew you had to have two vials, why didn't you bring both of them with you before you poked me? God.
Maybe he was giving you an opportunity to switch the vial out with some fake blood to hide your drug use.
I don't know, man.
But my oldest
daughter, those guys are polite like that.
My oldest daughter's a nurse too, and I had to let her practice giving me shots and drawing blood. I remember one time where it was three nursing students over here. It was my daughter's senior year in nursing school. And they were studying. And then I came home, and my wife came home from work, and they were going to practice drawing blood. So I volunteered. I sat at the kitchen table, and one of them drew some blood. And then I think this one of them did. And another one was going to use the other arm, but my wife came home, and she's like, oh, I've not done this in a while. Let me try. So she's showing out in front of these young nursing students. And, you know, I'm at the table. She got the tourniquet on my arm. She, you know, finds the vein, sticks needle in her. She gets it first try, and she's excited. And she's, I did it. And I don't know the proper order, but she did this next part in the improper order. I think she took the needle out before she took the tourniquet off. And when you do that, what happens is you squirt blood like in a 12-foot arc. I was at the dining room table, and it shot blood into the kitchen over the bar.
Now, so I have a question. What do they do with when they practice taking blood out of you, what do they do with the blood?
I was just going to ask that.
I think they put it in a vial, and they've got a biohazard bag or so. I don't know. I can't remember that
okay.
part.
Okay.
They just spilled it out on Dave. They just take your blood back, old man, and get out of here.
They did our part. Go bleed someplace else.
They drink it.
On a, you know, in that similar vein, when you say they practice, pun intended, they practice giving you shots, what do they inject you with?
Oh, I can't remember. I don't know. Lucas? I didn't ask, but saline, I don't know. It wasn't air, I know that.
They're like, he'll never know.
Right?
Don't worry, Dad. It'll only be a few seconds, and then you'll never worry about anything again.
But the shots are a whole lot easier, you know, for a new nursing student than drawing blood, I would imagine, because with a shot, you're just supposed to, like, throw it in.
Uh-huh.
With the, you know, when you're trying to find a vein, you're it's a little bit.
I bet you they use tricky. Either saline or glucose, one of the two.
Yeah.
They use someone else's blood. Whose?
They don't care.
All right.
But speaking of my wife, you know, having to get her shoulder replaced, she's retiring July 1st. So she's trying to get this done rapidly.
Before then.
Where she can use her 37 days of sick leave to recuperate. And the first surgeon we went to see is the one that did her surgery 9 years ago when she got an infection in her arm.
Right.
No point of entry. It was strep A. And she had it for a month and a half before they figured out what it was. And which most people, I think, don't make it a month without, you know, serious problems. But her pain tolerance is super high. Anyway, the danger now is, and they x-rayed her shoulder, and it's as bad as you would think. I mean, it's bone on bone. It's awful. She's got the shoulder of an 80-year-old. Anyway.
Ouch.
They did an MRI, and they aspirated it, looking for any fluid in there. And they sent it off to culture to make sure there's no lingering bacteria. We're waiting on that, and so far so good. But if that's bad, then it's two surgeries. And the first one will be to remove the ball joint, replace it with a concrete spacer that has antimicrobial beads in it. And then after that heals, they'll do this surgery to replace her shoulder. So we're hoping to get this done in one surgery.
What are they replacing the shoulder with?
I don't know. It's whatever they do a shoulder replacement with. Titanium, I don't know.
What's the recovery time on that?
About 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
And then is that something where she really can't, like, you? Like lift stuff with that arm for the rest of her life.
They said no.
Amusement parks.
No, I think it's repetitive motion is discouraged. Like she shouldn't.
Okay.
She should never go kayaking again, because that's, you know, that's unnecessary.
That repetitive motion.
Yeah, I mean, because I think a shoulder replacement is good for 15 or 20 years, but you can do things to speed that up, and you don't want to do that, so.
I guess no monkey bars, right?
I probably not.
Anywho.
But I think we're going to the beach in May, and she loves to ride the waves, and it's going to be hard to keep her out of the ocean.
You better get that surgery in now so she can ride the waves, Dave.
The first surgeon we saw, yeah, like I said, he's the one that cleaned out her shoulder 9 years ago. We went to see him, and he says, I don't do shoulders anymore. I was like, well, you should have told us that before we showed up here. But we know somebody who knows somebody, and we got the chief
Some
of surgery.
Guy in an alley in Greenville?
We got a really good doctor that's like over the shoulder department at this hospital in Greenville, and he acts like he can do it any Thursday or Friday, just as soon as we get good results. So we're hoping to have this done before the middle of March.
You go in.
You go.
He's like, you're getting your shoulder replaced, all right? And he's looking at your knee, and he's like, oh, that shoulder. Sorry. Oh, that's something, man. That's going to be something. You're gonna have to wait. You're gonna have to wait on your wife hand and foot, aren't you?
Well,
yeah. Hook her up with the bidet so you don't have to do the wiping.
She's the good news is she's left-handed and this is her right shoulder. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Uh huh.
It's her smacking hand, right?
Yeah.
You're looking for a relief for a couple of weeks until she finds out that shield charge or whatever that NVIDIA charge is going on. Anyways,
but her pain tolerance is crazy high anyway, so I think she's going to be fine.
How's that compared to your pain tolerance, Dave?
Oh, it's orders of magnitude greater than mine. I mean, I have typical man
you're
pain
like
tolerance.
You're like a rain puddle and she's like the ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, briefly mentioned it in the pre-show, but Klaatu has now produced his final episode of GNU World Order.
Oh,
I was enjoying that. Boo. He never said why, did he? I didn't listen to the last episode.
No, I didn't listen to the show. Yeah.
But how many's he done? There's been
603.
Wow.
I'll tell you right now.
The episode 603. Yeah.
I'm subscribed to it. I just hadn't listened to it in forever.
Yeah, 603. Because he puts one out like a week. It's hard to keep up sometimes.
Right.
I guess he got through all the Linux, the Slackware packages.
Maybe. It's like he was doing. Yeah, it seemed like what he was doing.
That's what Murph said. He got to the end of it.
Fucking Slackware. Ruined it for us. So he can't put out another set. I guess if they did put out another set, he'd have to pick the show back up again.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, Joel?
Me and you.
Listen to the Linux Action Show. Remember that? Is Jupiter Broadcasting still going on?
Think so.
Let me double check. I don't think Lundvik's Chris Fisher's doing it anymore, is he?
Yeah, Lundvik's not affiliated with him anymore.
Oh no, I don't know.
Not for a long
time. He like dropped off the face of the earth.
Nah, he's still around.
He got on full crazy.
Where is he?
I don't know. He popped up on a Google feed. It was some drama where he's been banned from all the Arch Linux forums, and he can't mention his name. I mean, the whole episode was a little all about him. I half listened to it.
Yeah.
Well, I stand corrected. Chris Fisher is he's still doing Linux Unplugged and This Week in Bitcoin. Looks like he does a lot of good on them. I'm glad to see that they're still going. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people over there I don't recognize. But what do I know?
It's getting old.
What's going on at
just
this
like
website?
We all have.
What's going on at lotoflinuxlinks.com?
Nothing, right?
I posted something a couple weeks ago.
January 24th, 2025. I'm beginning my transition processing tomorrow. Welcome to the modcast again. Damn.
Well, it's like what happened to Linux Outlaws, man.
That was a long time ago. That's almost a decade ago,
right?
Isn't it?
I
forget when the last.
See, is he still? Is Fab? He's probably not. He's says he's a journalist and writer, a freelance writer.
I know he was doing that. I don't remember what who he was writing for. I forget.
Right.
Oh my gosh, Kat. Dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
He's from Germany, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Fab, yeah.
Yeah.
Fab was German, and Dan was, wasn't he British?
Yeah. Yeah.
United Kingdom. I wonder what ever happened to Matthew Bischoff? I haven't heard from Peter 64 in a long time.
I am friends with him on Facebook. I see pictures of he and his wife shooting
kangaroos.
Yeah, they do like target shooting.
Oh,
dingoes.
Man, I feel really bad because I should know this guy's name. He's a great guy. The guy who did Open Molar.
Oh, yeah, golly bum. Oh, crap.
Rowan Golfer.
Rowan Golfer.
He's awesome.
He was a good guy. I miss him.
Yeah.
And what's his face that does the artwork?
Not that asshole 330. I miss 330, too. And Pegwall and Peter 64, Azimuth,
yeah,
and
Azimuth.
Oh, what's his name? Brian? No, wait. What's his name? Who's the other guy that was on?
Damn it! What was the name of the show?
I can find out.
Yeah, you got it on the website.
Yeah, it's just got to go down here to the shows that are dead, which is pretty much all of them. No, there wasn't a lot of Linux Links users podcast
from the Honda Civic, which you don't even own anymore.
No,
wasn't Linux Questions Radio and the Radio Blogger Source Show, Novell Linux. Oh gosh, where is it?
Linux Cranks.
Yes, that's right.
Monster B.
Monster B. Yeah.
Thank you, 330.
Oh, 330 told you. Wait, what did Linux Cranks become?
I don't know. That was back in the day where they did the, what was the phone service it was on?
Asterisk?
No. TalkShoe.
No, not Linux. Freedom Socks. Tit Radio. Was it Tit Radio?
Well, there was.
Oh, that's the other show. TIT Radio.
Twat
this
radio,
week.
Wasn't it?
Twat. No, this was a takeoff on Twit. I think it was. There was. Today with a Techie was what HPR started as, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then. Yeah.
Linux Cranks is on the AUG archives on archive.org.
But HPR is still going. I believe, yeah. Wait. Oh, no, I'm looking at Heartland Public Radio. I'm like, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. Yeah, hackerpublicradio.org. Yes, they're still going strong.
It's a good thing they got more. Must have got more episodes in the can because they were running low.
Yeah, no, they're going. They just posted one today. Well, no, they posted one tomorrow. Yeah, they posted one for 2020, February 20th. Well, it makes sense. I think it's hosted over there in the UK, so that makes sense. Yeah.
Got their day before their month.
That's it. This is the way it's supposed to be, right?
That's how it is in my taskbar. No, my eye bar.
Ooh, I might have to buy some of the MechWarrior games on Good Old Games.
MechWarrior? N-E-C-K?
No, yeah. Mech. M-E-C-H. Oh. As in Mecha.
Oh, that's, yeah. I never got into the mech games.
I remember playing that on DICE.
Oh, MechWarrior 2 was my favorite. I still have the CD somewhere around here, but I can't get to play on anything. I think I have the... Do I have the DOS version or do I have a Windows 95 version? I think I have the Windows 95 version.
No. These GOG games you're buying, are you playing that on a Windows machine or a Linux machine?
Windows machine, but I probably could take the binaries and run them on DOSBox on a Linux machine. Because the Wing Commander games are all DOSBox games. And that's one of the issues. I'm trying to get a gamepad working on it because it works. You know, flight direction and firing, it works fine. But I want to get like some of the other buttons set up so that I can like use the buttons on it instead of having to hunt for the buttons on the keyboard. Like for the afterburner and the firing the missiles. But yeah, see the MechWarrior games, they don't have the... My favorite is not on Good Old Games, but like MechWarrior's 5 Mercenaries is on there. And that's it. See, part of the MechWarrior universe of games is difficult. See, they originally came out like Activision had MechWarrior 1, which was like when I had a 286. MechWarrior 2 was like when the Pentium chips were out. But somewhere along the line, I think between MechWarrior 3 and 4, Microsoft actually owned the license. And you can't hardly find those ones. But now it's I forget who owns the license anymore. It's like I would get the old board game out, the MechWarrior board game, but I don't have anybody that would play it with me.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know, right?
You should just sit there and you know, break it out and put it out on the table and look at your wife and kid and be like, "Will you come play MechWarrior?"
No. Well, see, part of that it's like trying to teach people how to play D&D. You know, it's not the easiest thing in the world,
like,
right?
It's like the entire
their eyes glaze
series.
Over. I mean, I can't even get my son to play Yuna with us. It's like,
well, you're pronouncing it wrong, first of all.
No, you know or Uno, it doesn't matter. Uno. I've been learning Spanish anyway because I've signed up for Duolingo and I'm trying to learn some Spanish for when I go on this mission trip down to Texas.
I can remember telling one of my daughters in jest one day that one of the saddest things I could imagine, I forget the context of the conversation, would be like this lone neckbeard nerd on a park bench working a Rubik's Cube all by himself. But I think to what you said about nobody will play the MechWarrior board game might have topped that.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad. Before I had kids, I had my first network at home, and I think I had Quake 2 installed, and I had nobody to play, you know, multiplayer with. So I tried to get my wife to sit at a computer and play against me, capture the flag in the Quake 2, and I think she played a half a game and got tired and just walked out. So I know your pain.
You know what you should do, Joel? You should head on over to your local comic shop. They usually have board game nights.
There's a game shop, I think. I don't know. The thing is, I don't even know if they're still in business though, and that's some of that too. You know, is some of those they were all over the place like in the 90s and like early 90s when I was in college. You know, but never, you know, it's like we did play, I have roommates that played when I was in college.
Just so you know what, man, there's an easy way to find out. There's a thing called search engine. It's like the Yellow Pages.
Right.
But
you remember the internet better. Yellow Pages?
Yes. I remember when the internet Yellow Pages used to come in a book.
Oh, yeah, a big book. Oh, you could buy it at Barnes & Noble or Books A Million. It was a huge, thick thing.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Computer Shopper magazine?
Oh, yeah. What old people on AOL used to buy. Computer Shopper magazine, man. That was
a long time ago.
Or those computer shows that used to come, you know.
Market Pro shows was one of them. That's the one in my area. Yeah, all that just fucking Amazon killed it all, didn't they?
Yeah.
Tiger Direct.
Speaking of Amazon, you got till February 26th to download your Kindle books.
Or what?
Yeah, somebody told me about that. You can't download them to your PC anymore after that.
After the 26th.
I don't care about that.
Joel don't care about freedom.
I just downloaded them on my Kindle.
And read them there, yeah.
Or the Kindle app. The Guard Tower, that's the place. Yeah, I don't know.
What?
If they. One of the game stores here in Columbus.
Oh.
It there used to be on Treby Road, but.
I love board games. They're a lot of fun. When you're winning.
Yeah.
When you're not winning, it sucks, right? Right, Dave?
I
know in this area, Star Wars, like Armada, has been real successful and real popular. As well as X-Wing. Which got me thinking of, it seemed like the Mandalorian, like, just kind of fell completely off the map.
But then what's his name? Quit?
Pedro Pascal? Pedro is Mr. Fantastic. In a new Fantastic Four movie. But if you ain't watched the final episodes of Cobra Kai, do it. It was so good.
So you don't have to watch the rest of them, just watch the final ones?
Actually, you probably could get away with that a little bit. But no, I would watch the rest. The rest of it's good, too.
How many seasons were there?
Technically six, I think. Yeah.
It's a lot of watching.
And it started off on, well, not really, because you got to consider, a streaming show's season is easily half of what, like, an older TV show. Like, if you look at, like, say...
12 episodes.
Yeah. 12. So, like, Scrubs is, like, 23 episodes a season. So,
They ain't got nothing on... He-Man only had one season, but, like, 132 shows.
Yeah, right.
Oh, back in the day, yeah, when seasons lasted, like, all freaking year.
All decade, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Like... He-Man, one season, 132 shows. Wait, let me check that.
I'm checking it now. I got it on Plex.
It's a bunch.
Yeah.
I don't want the Netflix. I want the... Okay. Yeah, so I'm sorry. I stand corrected. It was two seasons, each with 65 episodes.
There
you go. 130 episodes.
There
you go. Over two seasons.
Or Pokemon. They had a lot of shows in that, too.
Then you can just watch One Piece.
Right.
What episode are they up to now?
You can find... I'm sure you can find the... Japanese version, but I was watching Star Blazers yesterday on YouTube. Remember that show? Yeah. Space Battleship Yamato was the Japanese version.
Yeah. Episode 1122 was released on October 6, 2024 of One Piece. It's on hiatus until April, when it will pick up with 1123. That's a long time they've been looking for that grand line.
Right.
Wait, wasn't so Battleship Yamato, was that one of those series that was?
Yeah.
No, I guess it was the live action ones that did that. Well, where they put out like just these clips, and then depending on what region you were in, they would add their own in between stuff, and it was like completely different storylines.
The Japanese dub of the live action Yamato is out there. It's on YouTube now. I watched that too recently, where instead of Derek Wildstar, it was Kodai, who's the main character. And it's actually kind of sad because the live action movie kind of finished differently than the original anime did, where Kodai actually basically sacrificed himself. But in the TV show, you know what happened, because they had several seasons after that, because they had the Kamen Empire and I'm trying to forget the rest of it. Of course, then same thing happens with Macross as well.
Da-da-da.
Macross.
Oh, it's almost time to get your temperature checked, Joel.
Ha ha ha.
Can you guess what they don't have tomorrow, Mr. Yates?
School.
No.
That's right. Well, they do, actually. They have the online
school. Home learning?
The Zoom school. Right. They'll probably have that the rest of the week. Hell, they might have it the rest of the next week, too, because it's not. The weather's supposed to still be like really cold here. Not giving it a chance. When they plow around here, I don't know if they do that like this. Like they don't
when
have
they
the,
plow.
Yeah, they don't have the like infrastructure for plowing, so they just do like the main arteries and not the residential streets. You're on your own.
Yeah, you should be.
Because right now it's 27 degrees and it's not supposed to stop snowing till.
Well, over here the weatherman fucked up they said, "Oh, we're only gonna get an inch," but then like all of a sudden we got 3 inches from the time I went to church to the time I got out of church on Sunday.
Man,
that was fun.
On Sunday here, it was like short wearing weather. It was beautiful.
Yeah, last week it was like 70 or 80 here.
Yeah, it was nice. And now, what is it snowing for you too, Joe?
Yeah, it's like 10, 11 degrees, especially out here in the garage.
And that's not Celsius, right?
No.
That's cold. So your garage is like 10 degrees in there right now? You don't have heat?
Oh, it's colder down there than it is here.
I've got my electric blanket. It's quite cozy.
It's 17 degrees here. And it's supposed to go to 22 tomorrow. Over the weekend, we're finally going to go above freezing again during the day. And it's supposed to be 48 degrees on Monday. I get to go work one of the things we're trying to do for this mission is raise money for all of us to get there. And a group of us are volunteering to go run a snack stand at the Columbus Crew game Saturday at lower.com field. So that'll be interesting. I've never been to a crew game, although we won't really get to watch. We'll be, you know, serving up some hot dogs and drinks and stuff.
Giving them the wieners, right?
Yeah. I don't think our group will be doing the beer. Just we're doing like food stuff.
What is what is crew game?
It's soccer.
Okay, I didn't.
MLS. It's MLS. That's our MLS team.
I didn't know what sport.
The only
were
pro
about.
Sport. Well, okay. We have two pro sports in Columbus. We have NHL with the Blue Jackets, and the MLS with the Columbus Crew. No baseball, no football, just college ball.
Yeah. I guess we gotta pack this up. I gotta get to bed.
Yeah.
Dave's
got early day tomorrow. Actually, I get up at 5 in the morning usually.
Yeah, I do.
And I've been up since 4:45 today. It's like my eyes popped open at 4:45, and I'm like, the alarm hasn't rang, and I thought, you know what? Might as well just get up and go.
Yeah, I it's pointless for me to sleep in anymore. I'm always up at the same time. My body wants to go to bed at like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and
I don't manage to, like, if I sleep in, it's only by an hour, which means like 5, 6 in the morning on the weekends. 6 in the morning on the weekends.
Dave doesn't sleep except in 20-minute intervals.
I get up early still, though.
He's got babysitting to do.
That's right.
You'll be here at 5:45 in the morning.
People have,
but this is the one thing that,
damn,
you know,
medical,
like,
jobs, right?
Since I have all
crazy
the,
hours,
but since I have all the Wing Commander games, one of the things I've thought about since I've been playing around with that is, whatever happened? Nobody makes space simulators anymore.
You guys should check out Emulator JS. It works
Emulator
from Docker.
JS. Okay.
And, well, it just allows you to emulate old games. It's kind of cool. Awesome.
Now I have. I thought I had. I ended up buying the same gamepad I bought like back in 2016, and I must have bought it in on Amazon because it said, "Hey, you purchased this back in 2016." I'm like, "Yeah, but I can't fucking find it." The Logitech F310 is the one I have. Now I have that, I can probably set up a RetroPie.
Yeah, Emulator JS looks like RetroPie set browser based. That's pretty cool.
It is actually RetroArch.
Okay.
So it's the exact same thing. But yeah, it works straight from Docker. And on a web page. So I've been playing Super Mario Brother and Shadowrun.
Right.
And I just played a little bit of Sonic just to test it out.
Interesting.
Alright, I'm gonna play us out.
Alright, yes.
Here it is.
I am short.
Oh my god.
It's Hacker
Public Radio.
Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Nice. It was Dave.
Alright, guys. I'm freezing my nuts off, so.
Yeah, let's get going.
That's
get
what
warm,
she said.
Man.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you.
And before I go to bed, I'll walk around the house and drive my family nuts.
Good job, man.
To finish my steps. I'm going to up my goal March 1st to 13,000. I can't wait till it gets warm. I want to do some trail running.
That's nice. No, I glued.
Ah.
You don't remember that song?
Yeah, you played it last week.
No, I do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's the kitty do? Oh, what am I looking for here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Kitty's rubbing your leg, huh?
No, not. What's the show number?
1087.
Here you go.
Turn in my keep.
Oh, what'd I do that for? I used RM instead of MV.
Whoops.
Oh, no. That'll
do
that down. Alright. This is 1087. Or I could just remake
137, that. Man.
All right, where are we here? Boom, 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 boom. Boom. Let's see here. All right. Did you get any snow, Joe?
About
3 days of snow?
3 inches.
Take three? Three aspirin? No, Anacin 3.
3 inches.
Remember that commercial, Dave?
I do.
3 inches. That's what she said.
Bumps.
That's what she said.
Oh.
You know what, Dave?
What?
When I'm in the tub, relaxing.
I don't know if I want to know that.
Counting the bubbles and sniffing the joy. Sometimes I like to look at the back of shampoo or soap bottles and read the list of ingredients and try to pronounce them.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know if I'm pronouncing them correctly. It's like methyl isocella oxyethylene or something like that. You know, I'm like, am I pronouncing it right?
Obviously not.
I like to try and sound them out.
That's funny.
Do you know how to pronounce all those?
I, the only one I can think of off the top of my head that would even be in there is sodium lauryl sulfate.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so that's in like a lot of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I saw
almost
one,
everyone.
I saw one where they were like advertising on the front, no parabens. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah,
parabens.
I think so. Yeah.
And then I look on the ingredients and it says paraben on the. I'm like, well, how is that even possible?
Yeah, somebody didn't check the label good.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you picky about shampoo? Dan,
I am so picky. I let my wife just buy whatever she says. Yeah.
Yep.
No, but
I'm
get
disappointed.
Angry when
my
it,
favorite
when
shampoo
gone.
Was out. Yeah, the shampoo I used to use, then it's discontinued. It was the tea tree peppermint oil one from OGX. But because I actually care about that stuff for some dumb reason now.
OGX?
Yeah, that's the brand.
My brother washes his hair and every other part of his body with a bar of Ivory soap. And he has his entire life. Yeah.
That'd dry the shit out of me. I'm already dry enough. Thank you to the heat.
Joe's so dry, it squeaks.
Not, I've seen
it breaks in brittle pieces.
Flakes. I've seen bars of like shampoo and bars of conditioner, but I'm not going to use them.
No,
I used a Walmart brand purple shampoo for gray hair.
For gray hair?
Yeah, or white hair, I should say. My hair's white.
Did it make your hair less gray?
No, it just keeps it from turning yellow.
I've still got some color. Not much, but some.
I'm all white.
My beard's mostly white.
My beard's completely white.
I keep telling the wife I'm going to go get some Just for Men. She's like, you are not. I'm like, so what would you say if I did? She's like, I like your hair the way it is. Well, I tell you that all the time, but you still go dye yours. That's not the point. I'm like, I don't care if your hair is gray. I like you anyway. Holy shit, it's 3:30.
What?
In the NIRC?
Yeah, he's in IRC. I'd seen him lurking there. But I was going to tell him to fuck off. But...
There you go. Fuck off, 3:30. Fuck you, Dan Washko. You ain't no pegwall.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't it be funny if Pegwall came on?
Yes, it would.
I've been talking to him. He's doing good. All right. Let's get the show going. Don't be distracted by 3:30. Don't let him touch you.
I already distracted.
Hey, Dave smelled his feet. That's not a lie.
You know how Dave was smelling his feet.
Because they ain't been washed in 3 days?
I wasn't actively smelling.
We'll just stop there. But Dave didn't know. All right, let's start this again. Wait, what is this again?